Fantastico, mi piace molto.
What?
I said it's fantastic. I love it.
You're still thinking about leaving?
I'm not thinking about it. I'm gonna do it.
Aren't we all?
What? What was wrong with that one?
Nothing. Its ashtray was full.
By the way, who was that jerk of a client you sent me this morning?
I don't discuss work in front of Nima.
He's sleeping. I won't deliver to him anymore. The guy was just horrible.
He's just a client. I can't interview them and choose the good ones. How else can you make the money you need? You've got to do something for yourself. I can't do it all. What's wrong with you? You're going to wake him.
What's wrong with this? It scared me too. Then I guess we'll leave the payment for,
I don't discuss work in front of
Okay,
Nima.
okay. You're the boss. You always say every person has their own way of working. Hey, Nima. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Oh, you ugly parrot.
Are you coming tomorrow?
I never discuss work in front of Nima.
Gazelle,
what's wrong?
Come here.
What?
I'm really scared.
Okay, tonight you can sleep with me. Come on. There you go. Are you comfortable, honey? My sweet little baby.
Gazelle?
Yes, dear?
Will you tell me the story of when I was born?
Oh, come on. Samane, I've told you at least 4 million times before.
For the last time.
Okay. Daddy was at work. It was just me at home. And suddenly, Mommy started having contractions. She knew it was time. Then she started calling me. Gazale.
Tell me, how old were you then?
I was 10 years old. I was a little bit younger than you are now. So I got up and I ran into the alley and started calling for help. Help!
Listen, if Mommy ever wants to have babies...
Azar. Our mommy was Mommy Munir.
Okay.
Go on.
Azar's going to be a mommy. And then she'll just be Mommy Azar.
Who says she's going to be a mommy? Where did you hear that?
I heard it myself when she was talking with Daddy. Azar is going to have a baby.
Hello. Where are you? Are you thinking of coming to work or not?
If I wanted a morning job, I wouldn't be doing this.
I
Samane? 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 Samane?
She's not here. What is that? Did Samane draw it?
Yes. It's pretty, isn't it? What does this mean? Come, Azar. You should take a look at this, too.
Hey.
She's drawn Mami Azar's baby. Oops. Sorry, Mami Azar. Congratulations on your new baby.
I wanted to speak to you. I wanted to tell you myself.
What for? To tell me I'm going to be a sister again? Do you know what this means? Someone has drawn me and her outside the house and the baby inside.
I swear, that baby won't be taking anyone's place, will it, Mahmoud?
No, of course not. I'll speak to someone.
What will you tell her? To split her allowance with the baby? What happened, Azar? You always said you don't want kids. That Ghazal and Saman are my children.
Has anybody asked you to provide for the baby?
Provide for it? Do you know what you're talking about? If you'd taken a look at me and Samana, you wouldn't have made another mouth to feed in this house. Samana's ashamed to invite her friends over because of this ugly house.
I've told her 1,000 times to invite her friends over if she wants.
Yes, and for what? To show off her stepmom to them?
Tell me, have I not been a mother to you? Huh? Why do you treat me this way? We've all had to deal with the hardship. And look at your poor father. He is doing everything he can, and so am I. Look! Just look at these hands. I've worked so hard on these. Look what it's done to my fingers. Look at them. What do I have? What joy do I have other than this baby?
Well, you don't have to worry about it. You and your precious baby will take over this whole dump.
Ghazale! You should be ashamed of yourself talking like that.
Here you go. The baby is already his favorite child.
Ghazale!
Sir, you were about to run me over.
We'll move over then.
Is this beautiful car a gift from your mommy?
Mm.
Nima, don't bother Auntie
Gwendolyn. Okay, mommy.
Go watch TV in your bedroom. We're not quite settled in yet. I don't know where a lot of things are. Nima, dear, either close your door or turn down the TV. Come on.
You've bought a TV for his room as well?
I did. Sometimes it's better for him to be out of the way.
You're really spoiling him. He shouldn't have whatever he wants when he wants it.
I don't want him to have to pine for anything. What's happened to your face?
It was a gift from my father.
Really? Were you fresh with him?
Azar is pregnant.
Congratulations.
What are you talking about? I'm telling you, she's insane. That baby will become just like us. No proper clothing, and without proper education. Sure, it'll be cute, but what about everything else?
You'll understand once you become a mother.
When you're broke, you need to forget about babies. Just enjoy other people's kids. I won't let Samaneh become like me. I'll take her with me. She can make something of her life over there. I'll send her to college to become an artist. Her drawings are really good.
Over there, you have to spend dollars. Here, take this. It's for Bahrani. Look. Speak of the devil. Yes? Hello. Okay. Sure.
Did you find anyone?
You think it's easy? I was lucky to find someone as hardworking as you the first time.
Well, I'll be leaving soon. I'm telling you now.
Really? Have you heard from Jalali?
I'm going to see him today. I need some money too. Please don't forget.
Have I ever been late in paying you?
Well, no.
And I never will be. Nima's awfully quiet. I think my baby's asleep.
What was for dinner? Whoa! They're so arrogant. I bet they put on airs and stuff. Who was there? Mm-hmm. Okay, what about Sarah? Was she there too? Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't. Yeah, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
Miss, I told you 10 times. I'm in a hurry.
You didn't have an appointment, dear. You really should have called first.
Do you think you can fool me? I know what's going on here, and so do you. All of this is just a show. So stop showing off for me, and either send me in right now, or I'll just open the door and go in myself.
I'm going to have to call you back.
Thank you very much. We had a deal. Now you're bailing on me?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill, or be a genius, or rich. Which one are you? And you want to take a child along with you as well.
You know that Salman is a computer genius.
Oh, everyone knows computers there.
So what are you trying to say?
Well, the prices are rising. We're in an international economic crisis. There are thousands of unemployed people like you over there. Don't you read the papers? General Motors, one of the biggest companies, has gone bankrupt. They're being really tough on immigrants and refugees. You need the help of tons of lawyers. Life is ups and downs. You don't want to be taken advantage of now, do you?
How much more are we talking about?
Since you're an acquaintance, double what you've already given.
Double, huh? How long will it take?
If you have cash, after you give me the money, 2 weeks tops, that's it. It's not my fault. The world's in a crisis. Read the papers.
Naeed, I'm done here. Have you finished this room? Naeed? Why are you sitting here? Naeed? No. Is something wrong with Hamid?
Hamid? No, Hamid is fine.
Get up. Come on. Sit here. I'll finish this room myself. Let me open the window. You could use a little fresh air. Why are you so pale? What's wrong?
Mehrdad is coming back today.
Okay.
I don't know. I just really don't know. After 7 years.
Get up. Go home. I'll fill in for you.
Okay, I'll go.
Get up!
So you know exactly when it began?
Yes, no, I mean, I don't know. At first, I thought I was just being forgetful, and what was happening was normal. Surprise me, but I would soon forget. Objects in this house keep moving around.
Until your next visit, even if it starts raining fish, I want you to act as if everything's normal.
Am I crazy? Am I just imagining things?
Try and forget everything that happened. Forget everything that happened today, right?
But there are no problems in our marriage at all, you know. I trust my husband and I love him. I saw it myself! In order to prove I'm delusional, she only shows up when I'm alone.
Didn't talk to any woman today. What were you wearing today? Your daughter claims the woman was wearing the exact same clothes she was.
I saw his other wife. I spoke to her.
I still don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying.
Right now, we don't have any problems except for our childish illusions.
Thank you.
This project is different from the one in the club. It's a network. I mean, you can start a virtual robotic club with it. And that's not all. Via this network, everyone can share their ideas with each other. What do you think?
You look really smart in a suit.
Oh, yeah. You really look good. You actually look like a decent human being.
To think I spent my time explaining my project to you guys. All this was bought with borrowed money, except this watch, which was a present.
And your work, which is your own.
You know what? Bought with borrowed money, except this watch, which was a present.
And your work, which is your own.
You know what? If I get the job, I'll take you both out to dinner.
Your wedding dinner, right?
We're not spending a fortune on a reception where a bunch of vultures like you will come and stuff themselves.
Thanks a lot. So now I'm a vulture? At least my friend over here is very generous. Only problem is he's just been broke since we met, right?
Presenting a project of this magnitude is very important. I got the job at our own robotic club because of my presentation. Wow. If I can only get this job today, it'll be a huge step for me.
Of course you can do it.
She's right. I don't understand any of this technical jargon, but it seems really impressive. Last night, I was at the board of directors and he presented the project to me more than 25 times. I woke up with a headache.
Hey, Natter.
Yeah, what is it?
Come over here a moment.
I'm coming. Gotta go.
I'm very worried you're tiring yourself out.
My dad called last night. They've been hit with drought. On top of everything, they've got to deal with the pests and the cold. In horticulture, so much depends on the weather and all that.
Okay, but what's the rush for a wedding reception? Our plans are all made.
You know how they are, just like your own father. They're traditional people, that's all.
We've already put up with a lot of traditions.
You don't want to be late now, do you?
He won't. He has a magic watch. It's like a superhero watch.
I'll be on my way then.
And don't worry about this place. It's on the house. My treat, as always.
Saman, don't get nervous, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Your drink's cold. Let me get you another
one. No, it's fine.
So, it was in the middle of the second period, or maybe not. No, I think it was in the first period. Anyway, I told Zohe that if the teacher sees you, she'll be upset. And Kiani didn't even care. She's always like that. Ew, it smells of fried onions. What's wrong? Is the baby coming? Should I go get help? Should I call the neighbors? Azar, Mommy Azar. Are you okay? Is the baby okay? I'm fine, dear. And so is the baby. When the baby finally comes, we'll get a little bed and put it next to yours, so the baby can sleep next to you. Right next to me? Right next to you. You're the older sister. You have to watch over her. Just like Gazale, who watches over me. Just like Gazale, who watches over you. Gazale says that when I was born, she picked my name. Well then, you start thinking of a nice name for this baby. Let's call her Reyhane. Reyhane. Nice. Gazelle, Samane, Rayane. So, how do you know it's a girl? It might come out of boy, didn't you think? Well then, if it's a boy... Up to now, I thought it was a girl. I haven't thought of boy names. I have to think about it. Okay, then think and choose a nice boy's name, too. You better now? Yes, I'm fine. You know, it's a good thing you were here. If something bad had happened, you would have helped me, isn't that true? Tell me, when the baby comes, do Gazelle and I have to leave this house? Of course not. Why would you say such a thing? This is your house. You're not going anywhere. My sweetheart. Let's go and finish our work. Okay. Let's go.
Fell asleep.
Don't you want to tell me what happened there?
You mean it isn't completely obvious to you?
Well, yes. It looks like you lost a battle over there.
I worked in it for 5 months, Gazelle. You saw how hard I worked.
Maybe you were just too good looking for them. You laughed.
They spoke so highly of the project and congratulated me, and then they came up with a bunch of excuses about the cost and that we can't use a network now. So in the end, they just said no.
Saman, let's do something. Let's jump down from here together. Maybe we'll grow wings and fly to another city. Think about how amazing that would be. A city without economic crisis. Without nose. A city with tons of computer networks just waiting for you.
You know, you've always really had a very good imagination.
Your talent is being wasted here. We can leave together, and everything will be fine.
With what? With your secretary's salary? Or how about with my programming projects, in which I get paid next to nothing? Still think we'll be fine?
Don't worry about that. The important thing is that we don't want to stay here, like this.
Of course we don't, but...
No ands, its, or buts. It's not the end of the world. You see way back there, in the distance? Over there.
Yes.
There's a distant place you don't see from here. We're going there. Okay, dear?
Okay, but...
Oh, come on, dear. Just say yes.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Aren't you eating anything?
No, I've eaten at the hotel.
Thank you so much. It's delicious.
It's the hotel food. We have a share of the hotel food. I always bring it back home.
The electricity. Why doesn't it come back on?
You'll get used to it. You still don't drink tea after meals?
I'll have some. I'll get it myself.
No, I'll get it.
No. Please. Sit. I don't want any tea. Is it okay if I smoke here?
It's best if you don't. Hamid doesn't like the smell, remember?
Yes, I remember. I remember.
I couldn't find anyone to fill in for me today.
It's okay. Because, you see, I knew the address. It was real straightforward.
Who did you say you were?
No. He didn't ask. I asked for Miss Karami. He didn't know you.
Around here, they know me by my maiden name.
Yes, I got that.
You can smoke outside if you want.
No. I need to quit anyway. Hamid doesn't like it. Can you just show me the bathroom, please?
It's right over there. The switch is inside, near the mirror.
What's wrong? Are you sick?
No. It's a sedative. If you want to change, your clothes are in the closet.
I don't think they'll fit me. I've got some with me. I'll sleep in Hammond's room. Is that okay?
Of course. He'd like that.
Does he always come so late?
No, he's gone to the movie with his friends.
Ah, the movies.